our new report from Amnesty called Dangerous Deals, Europe's Reliance on Diplomatic Assurances Against Torture, deals with Europe's use of a counterterrorism tool called diplomatic assurances. They're promises between governments that individuals transferred from one government to another will be treated humanely by the receiving government. Amnesty's research indicates that people who've been sent back in reliance on diplomatic assurances against torture have in fact suffered that abuse on return. For example, in the case of Sami Ben Khamis Esid, a man who was deported from Italy to Tunisia in 2008, when he was first returned, he was kept in detention. After 8 months, he was still in prison, and he was then taken from his prison cell to a special interrogation room at the Tunisian Ministry of the Interior, where he reported that he was interrogated for 2 days and tortured and ill-treated. The European Court of Human Rights in 2009 ruled that Italy had violated the ban on torture by sending Sami Ben Khamis Esid back to Tunisia. So basically confirmed the idea that Tunisia's assurances were essentially worthless. There has been a lot of progress made, campaigning by groups like Amnesty International and research reports that, you know, contain cases that show how this practice undermines the ban on torture have been very useful, particularly for courts, the European Court of Human Rights and national courts, who clearly want to maintain the ban on torture. And we've seen some very good decisions against this practice. It's not enough, though. What we really need to do is continue the campaigning and the advocacy with the governments to get them to stop once and for all sending people back to places where they're at risk of torture and ill-treatment. The report is useful in a number of contexts. Although it deals with Europe, it's very significant here in the U.S. as well, because the U.S. also uses diplomatic assurances. I'll be talking about some of these issues at the conference that I'm at here in North Carolina, and we'll be actually taking the report to representatives of the U.S. State Department next week for a meeting with them on renditions and secret detention. And so we hope that making the link between what the U.S. does and what Europe does will be very useful, and then coming back to Europe and talking with the European governments about their own practice with respect to assurances against torture.